and whatnot, his eyes started watering, and he started sneezing and coughing all over the place. He probably did what?
Got sick.
Mm-hmm. Or you tell hear about people talking about the common
cold.
Right, so he probably
got a cold.
And if it affects his voice, so he talks like this, he says a little. He's a little bit this morning.
Sick.
Okay.
Horse.
Sure. And he does that, he's got a little.
Cough.
See, if he's getting late, and I say, well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm feeling a little bit
sleepy.
But at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll
wake up.
Sure. Talking about somebody else who's sleeping, if you don't want him to, you might say, well, oh, so and so is still in bed. You better go
get him up.
Okay. What about if you have some medicine that you're supposed to use and it's sitting on the table next to your bed, your mother comes in and says, well, why haven't you your medicine?
Taken.
Sure. And you say, well, I already
took it.
And I'm going to have to
take it.
Somebody who has trouble here, you say he's just about stoned.
Yeah.
And if it's a very hot day and somebody's working, a man working outside, when he comes in, he might take off his shirt and wring it out and say, well, just look how I'm
sweating.
What would you call a, say, if a person got a lump on his arm that has a kind of a core in it, this white stuff, what would you call that? You ever heard people call it a boil or a rising?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Rising.
Right.
I've heard it before. Mm-hmm.
Did you say that?
A boil.
Mm-hmm. What about that white stuff that's inside it? What would you call it?
Pus.
Yeah. You say if a person gets a blister on his hand, that liquid inside it, what would you call that? Ever heard people call it water? Like a water blister?
No.
Say that one?
Water blister.
Okay. And if I get stung in the hand, my hand got bigger, you said my hand did what?
Swallow it.
Okay. And if he bites me again, my hand might
twirl.
Okay. And it's gotten. It has.
Swallow.
Sure. Say in a war, if a man gets shot or stabbed, you take him to the doctor so the doctor can treat the
wound.
Okay. Have you ever heard of something called crab flesh? Mm-hmm. And a place that doesn't heal cleanly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you say that, Paul?
Crab flesh.
Okay. And if you get a cut on your hand, and you just, in order to prevent infection, something that you might put on, okay, or something that begins with an eye, brown liquid.
Iodine.
Sure. Have you ever heard of this stuff? It's a white, bitter tasting powder that people used to take for malaria. Begins with a Q.
Quinine.
Right. I'm talking about somebody who died. If a person was talking about it and he didn't want to come out and say that so-and-so died, could he say something else?
Passed on.
Yeah. Okay. What if he were joking about it? Like somebody he really did like. Say, that old sorry so and so finally.
He died, I guess.
You ever heard a kid who looked at
it? Mm-hmm.
I heard that? Okay. If you're talking about somebody who died, you might say, well, so and so's been dead a week, and nobody's yet figured out what he